They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Sue Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights. On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Sue Bartholomew. Radio Fairfax, I'm Sue Bartholomew, and you're on the Commons with Jan Bergman. Jan is one of the seasoned and older advocates in this whole game, and Jan is president of Cyber Citizens for Justice. He's been on a number of times, and he's done some incredible stuff in Florida. So, Jan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me again. It's always fun to be on the Commons.
It is always fun to be on the Commons because we have so many things to talk about. Before we started recording, Jan, we were chatting a little bit, and we talked about the fact that we have a system that's not working, but we have, what, how many millions of people that are trapped in this web that is making their lives miserable, and yet we keep building them. Now, I think that there are two issues here. One is, what do we do with what we have? But the big question that I've always wanted to ask is, what are we going to do in the future? Why are we continuing to build something that is not working?
Why? And I think the first is pretty easy to answer. For example, we just had a law passed this year that all HOAs in Florida have to register, and we found out that Florida has more than 12,000 mandatory HOAs with more than 2.5 million parcels inside these mandatory HOAs. That's quite a lot, considering that you figure that in homes, 2.3 people live on average, so that is more than 5 million people live in HOAs in Florida. That's quite a big chunk of the whole population, and it is actually growing because they still build these homeowners associations, despite the fact that latest anybody who has some brain has realized that the system will never work. But it's about the money. You know, the counties don't have to worry about the streets. The developer can build cheap streets and the cheap amenities that fall apart after a few years. They're all out, and the homeowners are sitting there holding the bag. That's just it.
Well, I think one of the key things that you just said is that it's, you know, it's good for the municipalities. There's this big lie that we tell people. We tell people that it's going to protect their property values, and it really doesn't, does it?
It absolutely doesn't. Actually, here in Florida, you know, when we had the big real estate crash,
yeah,
the property values inside homeowners associations dropped much faster than the ones outside, because people started realizing that they have to pay their neighbors' bills if the neighbors don't pay any longer.
That's been something that's gone across. I mean, that's been a big, big issue, I think, all of a sudden, that, you know, because you rely on your neighbors so much, it's not a standalone. It's not you buy a house and you're responsible for it. It's not a standalone issue anymore. Your house is tied to everybody else's. and your house is the bank, if you will, for all of this stuff that's being run by people who don't know what they're doing. Because if the pool goes bad, guess what? They can come in and take your house to pay for the repairs.
Well, and remember, you know, one of the things they always told you why it's favorable to buy within an HOA is because you share the cost for all the nice amenities you couldn't afford otherwise. Well, guess what? If 50% of your neighbors don't pay anymore, you have to pay double because the bills for these amenities are still there. They need to be paid. So, who pays it? The ones who still have money or the ones who are still willing to pay. Let's do it that way because, make no mistake, there is well some people who don't pay any longer but still have the money. You know, that's not the point. The point is you are on the hook for all kinds of debts this association is occurring, period. End of story. And if the association gets involved in a huge lawsuit and has to pay in the end a huge award, then your house is collateral for the debt to be paid. And that is what people just plainly don't understand.
They don't understand that. And why don't they understand that? Why don't we make it abundantly clear and draw a real picture for what they're getting into?
Well, because, I'm sorry to say, many of them don't want to listen. They only start waking up when somebody kicks in their door, meaning they find a big, huge bill in their mailbox or something like that, saying, you know, if you don't pay the $15,000 special assessment we just assessed within 30 days, we take your home. Then they all come crying. But honestly, then it's too late.
Do you get a lot of people coming to you because they're losing their homes for whatever reason?
Yes. You know, don't forget, I get an average of about 100 emails a day with complaints about people that something bad happens to them. They don't contact me if something good happens in their community. It's always about something bad. And that shows you how bad it really is. You know, Senator Hayes, who sponsored our bill this year in 2013 and who's supposedly sponsoring our next year's bill again, said, you know, I'm against bigger government, but something needs to be done because I get flooded with complaints about these homeowners associations, the lack of consumer protection, and the owners complaining that they have nowhere to turn to if the association goes wild.
That's a very valid point. And it's good that they're getting it. Now, the problem is, except for in Florida, because you have done such an excellent job managing to get legislators on your side, but what typically happens, Jan, is CAI goes in and says, oh, well, you know, it's just, we just need this little law here and we'll take care of it. Of course, over the years, things have gone from bad to worse, and they continue going from bad to worse all the time.
Well, you know, honestly, I always have to laugh about the CAI. You know, the best example how useless they really are is Florida. Here in Florida, the attorneys who took as well a hit in their billing hours, you know, when our economy tanked, are looking for more billing hours. So what are they going to do? They have appealed to the Florida Supreme Court to make more or less nearly everything a CAM does unlicensed practice of law. If they get their wish list, more or less there's no incentive anymore to hire any CAM. Now, the CEI claims to represent service providers, meaning attorneys and CAMs, but they're on totally opposite sides of the fence here, and, you know, I always ask the CAMs, why are you allowing these attorneys who are running the show using your money to lobby in Tallahassee for things which are not good for you, why do you allow them to represent you? Answer, none. You're paying the CAI to pay for your own demise. If that's what you want, continue paying.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Jan. Absolutely dead on.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you wonder what brain surgeons you have there running the community association management companies?
Good question.
Honestly, it makes no sense to me. You know, if somebody would lobby against my interest, I wouldn't pay him on top of it, would I?
But the thing is, do they understand this, Jan? Do they understand what's going on and what's happening, or are they just sitting there?
I have really sometimes to wonder, you know, about the IQ of some of these folks involved. You know, we just had the deadline for registering HOAs. You know, we passed the bills that every HOA has to register. The DBPR, which is the governing agency for that kind of issues, put out a form on the internet. You know, pretty easy, clear questions. There was not really anything you couldn't answer if you were halfway knowledgeable. Guess what? These people were not even able to answer simple questions.
Like what? Can you give me an example?
Yeah, for example, you know, there's a difference between the local address and the mailing address, right?
Yeah.
One says local, one says mailing, right? Local is where you are, and mailing is where you get your mail.
Yes.
You know, it's really not very difficult. Guess what? They couldn't figure that out. You would wonder what answers you got. You know, or federal employment number, FEI. They don't know what that is. You know, but they're managing our communities and demanding really high salaries. You know, I had just recently a guy complaining. He managed, all he did, managed a homeowners association with 280 homes, right?
So right.
Nothing big. You know, they had a clubhouse, they had a pool, and they had one tennis court. Okay, so no big amenities to take care of. Right?
Right.
Okay. Guess what? He complained that he only made $80,000 plus benefits including health insurance.
Wow.
Right?
Not bad. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's jump in and take over as managers, Jan.
That's actually what a friend of mine said. He said, you know, I'm working hard all day long. And make only 60, and he makes 80 in complaints, and I'm happy I have the job. You know? So that's kind of funny. But, you know, the problem is that they created more or less jobs or professions which never were in existence before.
Yeah.
But don't forget, there is no HOA 101 in high school or in college or whatever.
Actually, it's getting there now, Jan.
It's
getting there. It's unfortunate, but it is.
But it doesn't help a lot.
No.
That much. I mean, if you see the result of the schooling, you really have to wonder if the people don't sleep through the schooling.
I don't know. The schooling in this country, leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, don't let's get there. Because we need about 5 hours just to discuss that issue, you know. Come on. That's not the point. But, you know, the point is what I think is, you know, it has been made much too difficult. You know, it was supposed to be a simple system. you know, but now they regulate everything, you know, they regulate how high your bushes can be, you know, they argue that, you know, some candles in your window disturb the picture and decrease the property values, you know. You wouldn't believe the things you're hearing every day.
Have you heard that one, candles in the window?
Yeah.
We heard...
You need an approval from the Architectural Review Committee to put candles in the window.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
And you know what? They built this initially. They sold this concept as your ability to control your environment. It is democracy up close and personal. You will never have this much control over your own environment. It seems to me that you have the industry controlling everything from how dusty your mailbox is to candles in the window. We had developers will put in these really cheap mullions, you know, the plastic things that you pop into a window to make it look like you've got the old window panes instead of the big open glass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had a story some years ago over here in Virginia where a woman had a little baby and she would pull herself up to a very low window, pop these plastic mullions out and chew on them. So the mother took them out because she was afraid her baby would choke on them. And of course the Architectural Control Committee started doing their rounds and they go, mullions, mullions, mullions. Whoops, we've got a problem here. Property values are plummeting. This house has no mullions in that window. And so they went after that mother because there were no mullions. These are cheap plastic things, Jan. They melted in the sun. It's garbage. It's absolute and utter garbage that they build these houses with. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's the whole idea, you know. And I tell you the truth, when I bought my first home here in Florida, I was appalled about the quality.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Florida is known for hurricanes. I mean, make no mistake, because I lived in California before. I hated earthquakes, so you don't get a warning. So I thought I'd rather go to Florida where they tell you 3 days ahead of time that a hurricane is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then you always see, yeah, huge damage. But if you look at the houses they build and rebuild, that's garbage.
Yeah, it is. It's absolute trash.
If a house is held together by 2x4, what do you expect?
Cardboard and scotch tape, Jan. That's all you need to build a house.
Yeah. So add some drywall.
That's the cardboard, Jan. That's the cardboard.
Right.
And then the scotch tape. No.
Yeah, right. You know, but and you know, every time we have some little wind here, you can watch all day the news about all the damage, right? You know, I was in Germany 2 months ago. Big storm. You know, wind speeds 120 miles, right?
Okay.
Guess what? A few branches were down and a few little damages, but nothing to houses or something like that. You know, if you have here in Florida a hurricane with 120 miles an hour wind speeds, whole communities are destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, in Germany, nothing, because they build houses. You know, houses there, you can't build a house with 2x4s. The building department should shut you down before you even start.
As they should.
Yes.
As they should, because you've got humans living in there. I mean, look at the pyramids and some of the old stone buildings that were built in Europe. You know, the buildings are several hundred years old, and they're still living in them. Paris, a lot of those buildings are hundreds of years old. London.
You have houses there that were built before America was discovered.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but
absolutely.
They don't see it that way. And you know, the real issue is that, you know, false advertising lures people into these homeowners associations. They don't know what they're getting into. They believe what they're being told, because if you buy in new communities today, you get 300-page-long rules and deed restrictions. You know, you can't read all that. Especially, it's pretty boring. You know, a Grisham novel is much more interesting to read, you know. And
people
don't read it, and then later on they realize, oh, sorry, you know, can't do this, can't do that, you know, can't have tomatoes in my backyard, you know. All things like that, you know, it's nonsense. You more or less, the only right you still have is pay your mortgage and your property tax and your insurance. Otherwise, everybody else tells you what you can and cannot do with your house.
But, you know, Jan, even reading the governing documents, it's not going to give you the information that you need to be able to understand what's happening, because there's so many loopholes and so many ambiguities that they'll throw everything in these loopholes. For instance, let's take a real example. You know, you'll say, all right, people don't read them, people don't understand them, it's legalese, it's dry, it's not interesting. I agree. Richard Alton was on a number of times. He is an attorney. He got the governing documents, and he read every word. There was nothing in there about a flag or a flagpole. They talked about compost piles. They talked about yard waste. They talked about this, that, and the other. What did they throw the flag and the flagpole under?
Nuisance.
No, changing the outside of your house. Now, to me, changing the outside of your house is the actual physical house. You know, the cardboard and the scotch tape and the plastic wrap. But the flagpole that's off to the side is not changing the front of the house. You haven't added anything. You haven't changed anything. You haven't gone from mullions to no mullions in your window. Nothing has changed.
But you see, in Florida, we changed the law a few years back. And we have now a law that says if architectural issues are not specifically described in the original deed restrictions, the board or the association can't make any rules. Let's say, for example, the original deed restrictions don't say anything about the kind of roof you can have on your house, right? Now, the board can't make a rule that you have to have red tiles. You know, that took care of quite a lot of these ambiguous issues, you know, like you described. But you still have the issue, you know, anything they don't like, they call it a nuisance here.
But the thing is, you had to go and get somebody to take a bill in and lobby to get that bill passed.
Right.
And you still have to go and argue this in court because, as you said, you're not exactly dealing with rocket science when you've got these managers who come in and they decide, you know what, I don't like Jan, and so therefore I'm just going to say something, and we'll go to court and let the judge figure it out. You know, now you've still got to go to court. You've still got to take the law, and you've got to say, look, Your Honor, it's in the governing documents, and there's nothing there.
Right, and that is why we want a regulatory agency to stop all these small nuisance, and the bill is written and will be filed, and the first step was a registration, you know, because you can't regulate anything if you don't even know how many you have and where they're located, you know, it's kind of difficult. So, you know, it is baby steps. It's step for step for step. Don't forget, I'm doing this now 15 years. And, you know, it is here a little bit and there a little bit, then they take away a little bit of what you achieved again, so you have to work hard again to get it back in. You know, Tallahassee, it sure isn't made to have an easy life, believe me. You know, so, but, you know, if you're determined enough and if you organize, you know, the problem, there are lots of good people out there who try to do the right thing. But most of them are not organized. There are a few people here and there are a few people there. You know, you can only really achieve something if you have a real lobbyist like the others. You know, you have to be organized. You know, if the bills are filed, you know, you have to bombard the legislators from all sides with people writing, look, because make no mistake, we will never be able to outspend the industry. They spend our money to lobby against us. But we have the numbers, and if the numbers organize, you can achieve quite a bit.
Yeah, but you see, that's
the point.
You know, have you ever heard the story about taking about five blind men to an elephant and having them touch a different part of the elephant and describe what an elephant is like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them...
I can imagine.
Well, one of them goes to the leg and says, you know, it's a tree. It feels like a tree. Another one hangs onto the tail and says it's like a rope. And someone else gets the trunk and someone else gets the ear. So, you know, all of these different pictures come to mind and all of these different descriptions come to mind. So all of a sudden you end up with this elephant or this description of this elephant that has absolutely nothing to do with the elephant. And that, I think, is what's happening in all of this stuff across the country. Because you've got people that are coming at it from their perspective. It's a board member looked at me cross-eyed. I wasn't given access to the records. I wasn't allowed to attend the meeting. That's the problem. They're not looking at a system that is so screwed up that has nothing, absolutely nothing in it for the homeowners.
Right, and I mean, look, I told you, I'm doing this now 15 years, and believe it or not, I still get things I've never heard before.
I've been doing this 25 years, Jan.
You know, they always find something new. If you block one way, you know, to go after the homeowners, they find another way around it and go after them again.
Yeah. You're on the Commons, coming to you from Radio Fairfax with Jan Bergman, who's president of Cyber Citizens for Justice in Florida. Jan's been doing an absolutely amazing job getting bills passed and getting legislators on his side. He has a pretty terrific website with all of the articles and everything that he's doing there. And his website is, Jan, would you tell us what your website is?
Our website is www.ccfj.net. That is Caesar, Frank, and Joe.net. And we have some others, but you find the links on this website, which is actually our homepage. And we have educational pages and things, you know, where you can read how to do certain things. Here in Florida, I want to mention that because I have had it that people from other states looked at our website, used the how to do things, and were totally upset when it didn't work because their state had this as different laws. You know,
yeah.
These are state laws. People have to understand it. State laws only are valid in the states where these laws are be made, not in other states. So if you want to do something, look at the laws of your state and not at neighboring states or whatsoever. Very important.
Jan, you've had a number of legislators that you've had as personal friends and people who have been willing to listen to you and understand that you have a much different perspective than the industry, the people who make a lot of money doing all the lobbying and requesting all of these laws. How did you do that? Do you have any tips for anybody who's listening?
Well, sure. You know, you personally need to sit down with the legislator and talk with him or her. You know, you have to explain it in short but precise, detailed things. You have to make suggestions what needs to be changed, because make no mistake, 99% of the legislators have no clue what these homeowners associations or condo associations are all about. You know, don't give them a long story of your grief. They're not interested in your private life. You know, make sure that they understand that these are common issues, happen daily in these associations. And, you know, America, or the United States of America, was always claimed to be the land of freedom, the land of the free. We even sing that in our national anthem. And what is it? These homeowners associations are dictatorships. nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, the Adolf or Joseph, they would be proud of having such a community under their thumb.
That's why I love having you on, Jan. You just really put the picture right there. You put the whole thing in perspective. Easy peasy.
Yeah, well, that's the way it really is. If you really look into it, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, how can you have elections if the board is allowed to nominate an election committee, you know, appoint the members of the election committee, then only nominate the sitting board members, every other candidate is ignored and being told, yeah, well, you can nominate yourself from the floor. The ballots are being sent out with just the names of these board members, and the election is done before the election meeting even takes place. You know, that is allowed. That is totally legal here in Florida.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, we always laugh about banana republics. You know, we send former presidents to other states, you know, to supervise their elections and monitor their
elections. I know, isn't it funny?
You know, why are they going so far? They should go come here to our homeowners association. That would be an eye-opener for them.
Jan, we can talk about all of the issues and all of the problems, but why do we keep building them? Obviously, it's not working. It's a screwed up mess. Yet we're tearing down buildings and houses and older houses that were built with at least a little more than cardboard and scotch tape, and we're replacing them with some of these horrible, horrible buildings that are going up in 3.5 weeks and 12 minutes. Up they go, and, you know, there you go. You can move in. Hey, it's brand new. And there's an association attached to it, and we lie to people, and people just don't seem to want to do their homework. They don't seem to want to understand what they're getting into, and yet we keep building them. At what point? I mean, because I've been predicting that this whole thing is going to collapse like a house of cards. You pull the bottom one out and the whole shebang's going to fall. At what point is that going to happen, and what do you think we're going to end up with?
Well, you know, I have not much hope. Because of the apathy of the people, because of the apathy of the potential buyers. They're not interested. If the house looks nice from the outside, there's some nice landscaping around, you know, they buy it. They don't look at the quality. You know, they don't take their fist to the wall and suddenly realize that their fist is not inside the house anymore, but outside.
You know? That's a pretty picture somehow.
Yeah, well, you can do that, actually.
It's not that hard, huh?
Yeah. And they just, oh, yeah, it's nice, you know. And since we don't have to pay for it because we just take out a big, huge mortgage, you know, so who cares? And then they sit there and complain and see that their house is being foreclosed upon because the mortgage they took out is increasing by monthly payments to double and triple in the end, when money they don't have, and then what? You know, the problem is, as long as the potential buyers don't wake up and don't realize that they've been having had when they buy into these, get into this dream world, nothing will change. You know, the market, you know, the contractor will do what the market sells. That's it. You know, and if the market sells everything and the buyers just pay for real bad quality, then what you're doing?
Yeah,
more and more realtors will tell you now that more and more potential buyers will come and say, look, I'm looking for a house, but not within an HOA. You hear that from legends, from realtors.
Oh, I know.
But it's not the majority of people. And then comes, yeah, you know, that's fine. You know, but here in this community, it's all HOAs. Well, then we need to buy into an HOA, you know. Because nobody wants to buy a house which is 25 years old, especially not considering the quality of the houses built here in Florida. You know, so in the end, they buy it anyway. You know, if they would put their foot down and say, no HOA, that's it, period.
Yeah.
It would finally go away, you know, because contractors would realize they can't sell these things anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is, Jan, it's not always, I mean, the contractors obviously are doing it because they gain out of it. But the thing is, there are mandates, as you well know. The local municipality will not give them the required permits to build unless they have an HOA. And they have an HOA because the local municipal government doesn't want to deal with their constituents. They don't want to provide them with anything. They just want their tax money. And if you have a problem, go talk to your board of directors. We're out of it. So
no,
they've distanced themselves from their constituents, which is really a bad thing.
Yeah, well, you know, for the municipalities, it's easy because, make no mistake, they get their property tax without
right.
having to provide anything.
Right.
Because I live outside an HOA. So if I have a problem with the road in front of me, I call my county or my city and say, hey, look, pothole here. Come here, fix it, right?
Yeah.
So, and I pay the same property tax as the guy who lives inside the gated community.
Right.
Now the guy inside the gated community calls his management company. Finally, after long disputes, the pothole will finally be fixed, but guess who pays the bill for fixing it? The same homeowner who already paid his full property taxes to city and county.
Yeah.
You know, so they get a lot of money without having to provide the services they were initially supposed to provide included in the property tax. And that is why it still works.
Here's another twist to all of that. Most municipalities would not accept the streets and the infrastructure that's in an HOA because they're not built to code and they're going to cost a lot of money to repair. So if you're going to take your street and put it in and try to get the city or the county or the state or however your jurisdiction works to take it into their system, they will not take it. It is not built well. It is not built to standards, and it's going to require a lot more maintenance and a lot more money, which means you're not only being double taxed, you're being triple screwed.
Yes, and we had the example for that here in Florida. A homeowners association in Ponte Vedra, which is close to Jacksonville. They have this big golf tournament up there. The owners decided they want to dissolve their HOA because they thought it was total crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but.
Did they?
The gated community owned the roads. So they went to their county. They went to St. John's County and said, look, people, you know, we really don't want this HOA anymore. We have voted to dissolve it, you know. Please take over our roads. Mark, here came the guy and said, your roads are not built to code.
Right.
So we can't really take them. So long discussion took nearly a year. Finally, the county said, okay, it will take us about $500,000 to bring these roads up to code, to rebuild them accordingly. So if you give us $500,000, we will take over the roads. Guess what?
What?
They collected the money, they gave the county $500,000, and there's no longer an HOA.
Oh, they did dissolve the HOA?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, and
but only after they paid $500,000 blackmail money.
But that's the whole point, Ian. You know, when I said a minute ago they were triple screwed?
Sure.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, why is it that your tax dollars, the county, the local municipality is still issuing permits and things. Why is it they're not coming up and making sure that things are being built to code? Then you're ending up with these cardboard little shanties that are going to last, I don't know, 10, 15 years until the wind huffs and puffs and blows them down, right?
Yeah.
So why aren't they making sure that things are being built to code? Don't we have standards anymore?
No, no, we don't. We are, you know, don't forget, a lot
ask of ask a silly question, right, Ian?
have dollar signs in front of their eyes. That's all. You know, it's all about money. And quality doesn't count for anything. You know, promises are being made to be broken, you know, and there are, these people are allowed to tell fairy tales to the potential buyers, and there is no remedy if they lied. You know, you find out a year or two later that they plainly lied to you while you had 5 days time to complain. You know, 5 days are gone, you're stuck. You know, that's the problem. You know, and then we see permanently new laws being enacted which make no sense. You know, remember we had in 2005 this big Wilma hurricane, right? Big
right.
Damage. Okay, everybody was talking about Wilma, and when you flew over southern Florida, you had all blue under you because
mm-hmm.
there were no more roofs that were all blue tops. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here come two smart pants legislators, both of them attorneys, who file a bill that allows 75% of the owners to dissolve the condo association.
Okay.
Which was initially aimed at the ones which were totally damaged and needed to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, we called that bill the eminent domain bill for condominiums. And we warned that it will be abused. Well, no, nobody can abuse it and blah, blah, blah. You know, who wants to listen to some stupid homeowners who don't know nothing? You know, we are attorneys, we are legislators, we know it all much better than all of you together. Okay? So they passed the bill. Right?
Okay.
Now, here came the real estate crash in Florida, and here came the fact that now rental property is much more wanted than property to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So here came some small, smart investors and bought a big percentage of these condominium associations. You know, some under their own name, you know, some this were bought by nephews and nieces and all kinds of people until they had the 75% together and took over the board and started dissolving the association and made rental apartments out of the building. But this bill allows them more or less to kick out all the families who bought and paid for and did everything they were required to do by contract, because suddenly they lived in an apartment building. And then they're told, well, you have the chance, you know, to get 50 cents on the dollar and sell it to us for cheap money. You know, or we harass you so badly that you have to sell, because what they're doing, they're renovating the building, levying huge special assessments, and when the people can't pay these special assessments, they foreclose and then them kick them out, and then they get nothing. You know, that is how smart our legislators really are.
So this bill still stands?
Yeah.
And how often has this happened?
So far, 32 times.
Wow.
You know, and there are a lot of condos I know where the remaining owners fight in court against this hostile takeover, because that's what it is. You know, because make no mistake, the laws allow the board, and you know, if you own 75%, you are the board. You know, they allow them to levy special assessment and do anything they ever want. You know, and these good families are losing their homes due to a bill that was so ill-advised from day one that it wasn't funny just reading it.
Jan, are these legislators still in office?
One of them is, but now term limited next year. The other one is, thank God, gone. You know, and funny enough, you know, they were from an area where you have more or less only condos.
So, what does this legislator have to say about what's happening? I'm sure he must be aware that this is going on thanks to his bill, right?
Well, the one is now a county commissioner. And the other one has no comment.
Has no comment about it. And this brings to mind the fact that...
Just a few isolated incidents. You know that story from the CAI.
Oh, yes. Just a few isolated incidents.
Yes, right. If 500 families lose their homes caused by the stupidity of a bill, you know, excuse me, that's an isolated incident? I don't think so.
That's how many families have been ousted of their homes?
No, much more. That was just as an example.
That was just an arbitrary number you picked out?
Yeah, I know minimum 4 condominiums where the remaining owners at the moment are fighting in courts and everywhere else to remain in their homes and keep their homes. You know, because they paid for it. They paid their monthly dues. They paid their mortgage. They paid their insurance. They paid everything. And nevertheless, they get kicked out. You know, eminent domain. That's why we call the bill the eminent domain bill.
And when was this enacted? In
2007.
2007, so...
Yeah, two years after Wilma. We suggested actually wording that would have prevented the abuse of that bill, because partially it was well intended, but you know, I think if the legislator is an attorney, he or she should minimum have a basic knowledge what the bill they're filing can and cannot do.
Yeah, it's such a mess. This brings to mind the saying that your rights are in danger, at risk, every time the legislature's in session.
Yeah.
And frankly, sometimes, Jan, a really bad bill is suggested by a homeowner as well as the industry. And even the legislators can come up with stupid bills as well that really make things a whole lot worse.
Right, but, you know, I mean, I know it here in Florida. Most of the legislators don't come up with their own bills. You know, they're given to legislators ready-made, you know, ready-written. They may change it a little bit or say, look, you know, this paragraph I don't want, or we need to change this a little bit. But the general idea comes from the outside. Many of the legislators don't even understand the remedy. You know, if a bill is accompanied by a lot of campaign funds, it will do. You know, common sense is not necessarily required. You know, if you read some of these bills that are being filed each year, you can only shake your head in disbelief, honestly.
Oh, I know. I've read some of them. I'm at the point where I don't even want to read them anymore. I just figure, you know what, you guys are so damn stupid. You're going to pass something like that. You're just going to have to deal with what you do. You know, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it.
You can't just say generally, you know, it's all legislators. We have some really good legislators.
We do.
Who see the point. But, you know, on the other hand, term limits may be nice, but on the other hand, it kicks out the people who have the knowledge, and you have to teach the new guys again what's it all about.
You do have some good legislators. Unfortunately, they have to be able to get some of the other legislators on their side, because just introducing a bill is not going to get it passed. So you're going to get some of these dingies running around that just really are clueless.
Well, yes, but on the other hand, you know, don't start discussing that with the newcomer, you know, the one who was just elected. You know, legislators have a pecking order. You know, if you see in reality, you know, we always say, you know, oh, we have 120 representatives and 40 senators, right, here in Florida, for
yeah.
example. Right? Okay, make no mistake. Of all these legislators, there may be 20 who really can make decisions. Everybody else is only a bench warmer. So you have to see that you get some legislators who are, yeah, call them influential or whatever you want to call them. You know, and if you can convince them, they have the necessary pushing power to get what they want, you know, because, you know, if you're chair of appropriations or something like that, you have pretty much the power to tell the other guy, you know, you better vote for my bill or
else
your little pork is dead, you know. Come on, you know, I mean, we have to live with the system because that's the system, the only system we have. But sometimes you really have to wonder, come on, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
Right, and you know, now, you know, talking about this eminent domain bill for condos, you know, now that they see the result, some legislators say, oh, yeah, I guess we need to change this, you know. The problem is it's already enacted. Even if you change it, you don't change it anymore for the people who already suffered the defeat and got kicked out of their homes.
Right. That's absolutely. The ones that have lost their homes, that there's nothing you can do for
what?
Them. And some of them just, you know, it's going to haunt them for the rest of their lives.
Right. Why? You know, funny enough, it's considered collateral damage.
It's considered collateral damage. How wonderful.
Yeah, wow. That's the way it works, you know. But, you know, honestly, in the way, I really can't complain about our legislators, because if you approach them correctly and you make a point, you know, we had quite some success.
And I said that at the beginning of the show, you have been very successful. You are very hardworking, and you've managed to get a whole lot accomplished in Florida. And for that, I really thank you, Jan. And would you believe we are out of time?
I told you, an hour is nothing.
An hour is nothing, huh? Well, we'll have to come back and we'll have to fill another hour.
Yeah, well, hey, Sue, it was nice talking to you. And, you know, it's good to discuss these things because, you know, the people who listen to it should realize what is really going on and should learn a little bit,
yeah.
Especially the newcomers who are new to these HOAs and condos and legislation, you know, because they can learn a lot. You know, over the first few years, we didn't get much achieved because we had to learn, you know, but now we know how the system works and other people should learn from that.
I agree with you because sometimes they can screw things up pretty badly when they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they come with wanting bills that more or less oppose the bill. We just made a lot of effort to get sponsored, you know.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand what is going on.
No. Yeah, and we really do have to go, but thank you for coming, and come back again soon, yes?
Yeah, well, I will. Thanks for having me.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to Justice 4HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.